All right, welcome back to Ask the Pastor.
Bienvenue à Demander au Pasteur.
And we go straight to the questions.
Directement aux questions.
Shalom, and God bless you. Your name and where you're calling from.
Shalom, et Dieu vous bénisse.
I'm calling from Lagos. Where is
Chukwuebuka? Chukwuebuka from where?
Lagos.
So please go on with your question.
The Spirit of God is one.
Yes.
Let's read it here. Eh?
Sometimes there's a time I will study after pastor finish. I will go to the Lord in prayer after study, like Ken. And the Lord opened my eyes in the dream. I saw a giant, and a voice told me this is Ken.
Okay.
Again, when pastor preach about ask God to come and help you, don't fighting, prayer, and the Lord will give the same thing to me. But there's something I'm worried about Genesis 1.
Okay.
28. When the Lord told Adam and Eve to multiply the earth, you know, both of them don't know evil.
Okay.
The Bible says they are naked, but they don't know they are naked. Now, I want to understand. God is he talking to them based on foreknowledge, because serpent is the one that produced it to them, inspired by Satan. So that's my question.
I don't get your question, sir. Was God talking to Adam and Eve through foreknowledge?
You need to comprehend.
Genesis 1:28.
What does Genesis 1:28
say? It says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them,
et Dieu les bénit,
be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth,
et remplissez la terre,
and subdue it,
et la
and have dominion over the fish of the sea,
et dominer les
and over the fowl of the air,
et sur les
and over every living thing that moves upon
les
the earth.
Qui se
so what's God speaking?
Now my question is that multiplies and replenish the earth.
Okay. Yeah, you mean now, whether they would have known about sex if Cain, if serpent did not introduce it to them?
Vous demandez s'ils vont savoir après le sexe.
Of course, they would have.
Oui, bien sûr.
Sex is not sin.
Le sexe n'est pas un péché.
God, Genesis 1:28 is the mandate of God to man.
Genèse 1:28 c'est le mandat.
If he says they should be fruitful and multiply,
s'il dit se remplir et se
multiplier, they must be a means. That's what produces the act of reproduction.
C'est qui envoie l'acte de la reproduction.
Now,
maintenant,
of course, the original sin is Eve and Adam listening to Satan through the serpent and acting based on what Satan said.
Bien sûr, l'autre péché c'est
Adam. Let's take it this way. Adam is the husband to Eve.
Adam est la mari de Eve.
Are you married, Brother Ibuka?
Est-ce que vous mariez le frère Ibuka?
No, I'm saying.
Okay, if you are married and your wife goes out to another man,
si tu es marié et puis
votre femme, committed sin?
Un autre homme.
Yeah, yeah.
So before Adam would know Eve,
avant que Adam
serpent knew her.
Le serpent.
It's not that Adam and Eve would not meet as husband and wife.
Que Adam et Eve ne vont pas rencontrer comme une femme et un homme.
Sex is biological. God created it.
Le sexe est biologique. Dieu l'a créé.
So it's not by foreknowledge. It's the mandate that God gave them. Satan perverted the mandate of man. That's what he did.
A corrompu le mandat de l'homme. C'est ce qu'il a fait.
Is that clear?
Est-ce que c'est bon maintenant?
I love this analogy.
J'aime cette analogie.
Adultery or fornication. Fornication
ou l'impudicité
is the right act misused.
Le vrai acte qui est mal mis.
Lie is truth mistold.
Le mensonge, c'est la vérité qui est dit en mauvaise façon.
So not that the act is bad, but doing it outside the will and order of God is bad.
Le fait n'est pas bien, mais c'est quand vous le faites ça hors de la parole de Dieu.
The same sex that a man will go to the brothel and meet with the prostitute.
Le même sexe qu'il va à un hôtel pour rencontrer une prostituée.
Is the same that a man and his wife will meet together and produce godly children.
Qu'ils vont faire à la maison pour produire.
So it is not the act; it is doing it outside the will and order of God that is sin.
C'est pas l'acte, c'est le fait hors de la volonté de Dieu qui est péché.
All right, God bless you. So we move to the question from Suleja. This is, I am Mary from Suleja.
It
says, Shalom, Pastor Moses. I bless the name of the Lord for your life. In the parable of the 10 virgins, what does the oil stand for? And she was asking what the oil represents.
The oil stands for the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Revelation.
All right.
God bless you, sister from Suleja. Okay, we have this other question. Okay, this other question says, Shalom, Brother Olumide.
Shalom, Brother Olumide.
My question comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 3-4.
It
says, does it mean the foolish virgin took their lamps without a single drop of oil?
Est-ce que ça veut dire que les vierges folles ont pris leurs lampes sans de l'huile?
And if so,
si?
Why did they have the lamp in the first place?
Pourquoi ils ont la lampe en premier moment?
Since the lamp purpose, it helps you to see in darkness. So first thing, did they live without a single drop of oil?
Let me answer you this way. Foolishness can make them do so.
La folie pour les faire, c'est ça.
If not, why are they referred to as foolish?
Sinon, pourquoi on les réfère comme des fous?
Now, if they started going to meet the bridegroom in the evening time or afternoon,
sinon, comment ça,
they might have the lamp, but they don't need the light of the lamp.
Le matin ou
l'après-midi. The emphasis is at midnight.
Mais l'effet sera minuit.
When the oil was needed, they had no oil.
A été besoin, ils n'ont pas.
That's the emphasis.
C'est l'effet.
Whether you say they had oil in the beginning or they didn't. No, the emphasis is at midnight.
C'est le ferret, c'est à minuit.
They could have gone to see the bridegroom in the evening time. And in the evening time, you can still see the sun, even if it's setting.
Même si à minuit.
They could have gone at night to justify your point. But the emphasis is at midnight.
À minuit.
When they needed the oil so that the lamp would burn and shine, they didn't have. That's the emphasis.
Ils n'ont pas eu cela.
All right, we'll come back to that question. Let's take this call. Shalom and God bless you. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Dieu vous bénisse.
Hello, good evening. My name is
God bless you.
Dieu vous bénisse.
Sorry, may we get your name again from Abuja? Your name, please.
Votre nom, s'il vous plaît.
Okay, brother. Temitope from Abuja. God bless you. Please go on with your question.
Allez avec vos questions, s'il vous plaît.
God bless you,
sir. Yes, sir. Please, I have three questions.
Okay.
The first one is from the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 4.
Okay.
Those 24 elders that were round about the throne.
Mm-hmm.
We are from the understanding of the scripture. We are meant to understand that the 10 tribes of Israel and 10 apostles are the people that made up of those 24 elders.
Okay.
But I want to ask now, the ministry of Apostle Paul as an apostle, what is the position of Apostle Paul when it comes to the apostleship? Because looking at his ministry, we can see that even his ministry shines some of those apostles. So, and from the understanding of the Judas ministry, that we know that Judas doesn't lose that position. So when it comes to apostleship, what is the position of Apostle Paul?
Apostle Paul?
In that regard, that is the first question.
In Galatians, in Romans 11, 13,
Romans 11, 13,
Apostle Paul refers to himself as the apostle to the Gentiles.
Apostle,
and he says he magnifies his office.
Yeah.
So if I speak to you Gentiles, in as much as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office.
Now, whether he replaced Judas or Judas got his position, permit me to say when we get to heaven, we will know.
Because
we say that Judas is a foundational apostle.
Judas est un apôtre de fondation.
So we can, if he's not lost and if he was in the will of God,
s'il n'est pas perdu, mais de la volonté
and he
de
suffered
Dieu,
death as a punishment of what he did.
Il a souffri la mort comme une
punition. Now, some people could say he lost his rewards.
Mais les gens qui ont dit, ont perdu sa récompense.
But what we see, if the brothers of Joseph,
si les frères de Joseph,
didn't lose their reward,
n'ont pas perdu leur,
how can we say that Apostle Judas lost his reward?
Comment est-ce qu'on peut dire
apôtre? They were all
Judas
under the law.
So, as to what Apostle Paul is, 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8.
He says, I have fought a good fight.
J'ai lutté un bon combat.
2 Timothy, not 1 Timothy.
I have finished my course.
J'ai fini mon cas.
I have kept the faith.
J'ai gardé ma foi.
The 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me wholly, but unto all them also that love his
appearance.
So, Ratope, that's as far as I can go, sir.
C'est là que je peux m'arrêter.
Okay, God bless you, sir. My second question.
La deuxième question.
I want to ask,
demander,
when God is dealing with the physical Jews, the Israelites,
okay,
we from the Bible we know that God always deal with them as a nation, okay, as a togetherness as a nation.
Yeah.
God always deal with them like that. And anytime they are out of their land, the dealing of God with them is always limited.
So now, as a spiritual Israelite, the Gentile, are God dealing with the Gentiles as a church or as individuals?
God deals with the Gentiles as individuals.
They treat the pagans as individuals.
Because in a great house, there are many vessels. So you all might be members of same church, but different origin and different destinations. God deals with Gentiles as individuals. And he said, while men slept, what happened? The enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. So God deals with individuals, not a church collectively. That's for salvation. Yes, sir.
Yes, when it comes to salvation.
Yes, yes sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. My last question, sir.
Okay.
I want to know, what is really the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost that is sin unto death?
Okay.
Because, you know, at times, yeah, some people may be opposing a move out of ignorance, or probably they are not really of the revelation. And they are taking a move against that revelation.
That's
or
true.
Against that move at that time. So can we say that one is a blasphemy of Holy Ghost? So I want to know what is really blasphemy of Holy Ghost, which is the thing on today.
Okay. God bless you, sir. That's a beautiful question.
If
I follow that thinking, I could as well say that Apostle Paul blasphemed the Holy Ghost
before he got saved.
But we both know he did not blaspheme the Holy Ghost. If it's by ignorance that you are calling the work of God devil, God might pardon you. But those who commit the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, they know that this is of God. Now, let's read the scenario in Matthew 12. Matthew 12, verse 31 and 32.
Matthew 12, verse 31 and 32.
It says, wherefore I say unto you.
Je vous le dis,
no, read verse 24.
Okay. Matthew chapter 12, from verse 24. But when the Pharisees heard it,
les Pharisees ayant entendu cela,
they said,
disant,
this fellow doth not cast out devils,
celui-ci ne chasse les démons,
but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils.
Now, read verse 31 and 32.
31 et 32.
Okay, 31. Wherefore I say unto you,
c'est pourquoi je vous dis,
all manner of sin and blasphemy
et tout péché et tout blasphème
shall be forgiven unto men,
sera pardonné aux hommes,
but the blaspheming against the Holy Ghost
le blasphème contre l'Esprit
shall not be forgiven unto men.
Ne leur sera point pardonné.
Verse 32.
32. And whosoever speaketh a word against
now,
the Son of Man.
Now, they were speaking a word against the Son of Man, Jesus. What did he say?
It shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost,
si
it shall not be forgiven him.
Ne le sera pas
neither in this world,
ni en ce siècle,
neither in the world to come.
Ni
can you see it, sir? Knowing that this is the move of God, knowing that this is the work of the Holy Ghost,
sachant que c'est la
then out of envy,
et à cause de
you
la
begin
vie,
to label the work of God devil.
Tu commences à noter cela
you
comme
are
diable.
In danger of committing the blasphemy of
le
the Holy Ghost.
Danger de commettre le blasphème du Saint-Esprit.
People that have genuinely received the Holy Ghost can't commit the sin.
Ceux qui ont reçu le Saint-Esprit,
it is tares among the wheat
pas
that commit the sin.
C'est
and it is people who have not received the Holy Ghost, but might be anointed that commit such sins, calling the work of God in this dispensation of the Holy Spirit, calling him devil, is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. God bless you, sir.
Dieu vous bénisse.
Okay, thank you. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, brother. Okay.
Dieu vous bénisse.
From Abuja. God bless you. Okay, we move to the question which we were answering. The wise five virgins not only took their lamps with oil, but vessels too.
On prit les lampes
so
avec
what
les vaisseaux.
Are these vessels?
Quels sont ces vaisseaux?
Vessels.
Les vaisseaux.
Firstly,
premièrement,
it's a parable.
C'est une parabole.
It's not every word.
Ce n'est pas toute
now parole. You might need to interpret word for word.
D'interpréter mot
the parable is only trying to give you a dramatic picture of the truth.
Il donne une image dramatique de la vérité.
The vessel is the place where the oil is kept.
Le vaisseau, c'est là où l'huile est déposée.
And if the lamp is the Bible,
et si la lampe
the Holy Ghost is kept where?
Le Saint-Esprit est gardé où?
In the vessel, your
le
temple.
Vaisseau, ton temple.
So if they had no oil in their vessels, it means they did not have the Holy Ghost
ils n'ont pas
dwelling
dans le
vaisseau, in them.
Ils n'ont pas le Saint-Esprit en
I think it's as simple as that.
Je crois que c'est simple comme cela.
All right, we move over to question 3. In the book of Psalm, chapter 119, verse 105,
le livre de Psaume 119,
refers the lamp as the lamp.
Je vais faire la lampe
and the light
et la lumière
If this be the case, it means the foolish virgin received the word of truth.
Si cas, les
but it didn't help them to open their eyes of understanding.
Mais n'a pas ouvert les yeux.
Can
de
we condition. Then say the oil here being the Holy Ghost didn't affect the lives of this foolish virgin?
No, that's not how I say it. They had the word of God,
dans la parole de Dieu.
But they did not have the spirit that should reveal the word of God to them. Every Christian in this generation has access to the Bible. But yes, we are as divided as division can be. But those that have the Holy Spirit can trim their lamp and the light can shine bright. So they all have access to the lamp, which is the word of God. But they don't have the Holy Spirit to cause the light to shine. I think that's my own understanding.
Then explains why the scripture says the letter killeth, the spirit.
That's a very good interpretation. That's a very good input. The letter killeth. We and almost all other denominations of Christianity, we hold the same Bible. Apostle Paul said one faith, but today we have different faiths. Yet, if you have the Holy Ghost, he will tell you to earnestly contend for the common faith that was once delivered to the apostles. So everybody has the lamp, but not everybody has the spirit that will cause the lamp to shine.
All right, we have a call. And shalom and God bless you.
Look, I was about to ask you my second question before you said
it. Okay, Brother Chinedu from Jos.
Yeah, I was about to ask you something before you cut off.
Okay, apologies for that. Please go on with your question, sir.
No, my second question is I attended a church from Utah and they don't believe in tithing.
They don't believe in tithing.
They don't believe in tithing.
Okay.
It's a tithing is an
Okay.
Now there are people that if you don't pay tithe, how can I reconcile one of them now right?
Okay. So you want to know whether payment of tithe is scriptural?
Am I right?
Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well,
there are two versions you've come across. One version, a church you used to attend, says the tithe is an old version thing that should be done away with. But now the church you seem to be attending now is saying that tithe is still necessary. So you are confused how we can be having both kind of people yet claiming to be holding to the same Bible and holding to Jesus Christ.
Ratchinedu, me too, I attended a church years back that believed in women pastors. But now I'm in a church that does not believe in women pastors. I also attended a church that believes speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And they will teach you how to speak in tongues. Whatever you hear, bring to the Bible. And that's what you're doing. I'll just give you two scriptures to help us. Tithe predates the law. That Abraham offered tithe unto Melchizedek. So before the old covenant of the law was established, Abraham that had relationship with God was paying tithe. I'm telling you, those that argue this thing, they're just trying to be over-righteous. There is nothing in the Bible that supports that payment of tithe has expired. No. The Malachi 3:10 says, bring ye all the meat to my storehouse. If I should ask you, is there still a storehouse today?
Je vous demande, est-ce qu'il y a toujours cette maison maintenant?
Ratchinedu.
Yeah.
The church, your local church is a storehouse.
Local,
so the needs for the tithe, bring the meat to my storehouse that there may be food in my house. The tithe is used to maintain the ministry.
La est pour le ministry.
We are on air now for about 2 hours plus. I want you to know that we are not using NEPA, as we call it in Nigeria.
We are on
generator.
On utilise les
générateurs. And you know how much diesel is, a liter of diesel is in Nigeria today.
Et vous savez combien un litre de diesel?
The last time I remember, it was about 800 naira to one diesel, les one gaz, liter rather.
Les gazois sont chers maintenant.
Now, where would the church get the money to maintain the ministry?
Où est-ce que l'église va gagner l'argent pour maintenir l'église?
So that argument about don't pay tithe. The problem is what men of God are doing with the tithes.
Qu'est-ce que les hommes de Dieu font avec ces dîmes?
And that's what we see in the book of Samuel.
C'est pourquoi on voit le livre de Samuel.
The sons of Eli.
Les sons d'Élie.
They corrupted themselves with the offering of God.
Ils sont corrompus avec le fond de Dieu.
God did not tell Israel to stop offering any offering.
Dieu n'a pas dit à Israël ne pas offrir.
It was the sons of Eli that God judged.
Ce sont les fils d'Élie.
So if a man of God is getting fat and getting rich by your tithes,
si un homme de Dieu devient gros et riche,
it doesn't nullify the fact that tithe payment is still necessary.
That
man of God will face the judgment of God.
Va passer le jugement de Dieu.
So please, sir, tithe payment is still necessary.
La dîne est toujours nécessaire.
God bless you.
Je vous bénisse.
All right, God bless you, Brother Chinedu. This question four probably from seems from the same person asking questions. It says, last but not least, Pastor Elvis' teaching yesterday
said Elvis,
the foolish virgin carried their lamps without oil.
A dit que les vierges foram,
please, sir, how is this possible, putting in mind lamp is symbolic of God's word and light?
La lampe est symbolique de la parole de
I
Dieu
used to understand that the foolish virgin had indeed oil,
je crois que les
but was not enough to dig them through the waiting journey.
Et qu'il pas assez all right,
and this is from Brother Eliud from Eliud. Nairobi, Kenya.
Pastor Smart was coming from an angle. Like if the oil is the Holy Ghost, if you say they are the Holy Ghost, can you stop having the Holy Ghost when you have it? You need to understand that. So if they didn't have oil again, it's trying to say from the beginning they didn't have any oil. Like I said, the emphasis is when they needed it, there was no oil. So that means the vessel was empty of oil. God bless you.
And God bless you, Pastor Olumide, and God bless you, Brother Eliud from Kenya. Let's have the contribution from our beloved pastor, Pastor Moses Alu. God bless you, sir. Okay, so then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil.
Yes. So that is what I want you to understand.
Okay.
They took no oil. They had no oil. That's what I wanted to emphasize.
All right, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. It's very clear.
Okay, we take 2 or 3 more questions and call it a day. And okay, this is Shalom, sir. I am made to understand through the study of the church age that the woman Jezebel used in Revelation chapter 2:20-23 is a system of worship introduced into Christianity by the papal church. Okay, my question is, does this Jezebel system have any comparison with the parable of the leaven in Luke chapter 13:21? This brother Godfrey prophet Obi.
Okay, it's actually Luke quoted.
Yes.
Now, there are 7 church ages.
Yeah.
And then in Matthew 13, there are 7 parables of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Each of those parables corresponds with the church ages.
Okay.
The first parable of the sower in verse 4 refers to the church, first church age. Mm-hmm. The second parable of the wheat and tares refers to the third, second church age.
Mm-hmm.
The third parable of a mustard seed that grew corresponds to the third church age. Now, in Matthew 13, verse 33, the parable of the woman that took leaven and corrupted the meal corresponds to the fourth church age where you are reading in Revelations 2. Yeah. Verse 21 and 22.
Mm.
That woman that corrupted the 3 measures of meal is Jezebel.
Mm.
And that is that papal system.
Yes,
so you are very papal. Correct, sir. Okay. The Lord bless you.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. So we have one more question. Okay. This is Shalom to the bride of Christ.
Shalom à l'épouse de Christ.
May your grace, sir, abound forever. So the bride of Christ will not run dry with oil. In Jesus' name. We say amen to that. Say, can the delusion in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 be the mark of the beast? Since the mark of the cause.
C'est la marque de la cause.
Okay, it's to cause us not to believe truth.
Et de nous causer ne pas croire la
vérité. That we may be damned.
Que nous soyons condamnés.
Okay, that's the question. And second question says, my question is the mark of the beast given by Satan or by God?
Question, this brother Danny makes from the
Emory. Let me answer your second question. In Revelation 13, he said he causes all. So it's given by a system possessed by Satan.
System Revelation 13:6
said he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, to receive a mark in the right hand or in the forehead. Now, as to the delusion, in 2 Thessalonians 2:11, it says, because they believe not in truth, God sent them strong delusion. Yes, the mark of the beast, you could refer to it as a delusion. But anyone who is deluded, or let me put it this way, those who will be deluded are those that don't have the mark of God. Let's read it. 2 Thessalonians 2, from verse, let's read from verse 8.
Okay, from verse 8. It says, and then shall that wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume.
Et apparemment, l'empire que le Seigneur détruira sera révélé.
With the spirit of his mouth.
Avec l'esprit de la bouche.
And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Et anéantira avec l'éclair de son avènement.
Even him.
Même lui.
Whose coming is after the working of Satan.
L'apparition de cette apparition.
With all power and signs.
À la puissance de Satan.
And lying wonders.
Avec toutes sortes de miracles.
And with all deceitful. Ableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion.
Now, if you take 11 and 12, this is the picture. It is a delusion that God sends them that leads them to receiving the mark of the beast. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Complete your reading, sir.
Okay, that they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned.
See, after God sends the spirit of delusion to them, they will believe a lie and be damned.
Après,
no, they believe not the truth.
But
had pleasure in unrighteousness.
The delusion will lead them to taking the mark of the beast. That's how I see it. The Lord bless you.
All right. God bless you. And God bless you. God bless you, everyone. We're going to call it a day here. And from our heart, we are really grateful that you stayed with us this long.
Et moi que nous sommes vraiment reconnaissants.
Thank you to everyone who is sponsoring the Bright TV.
Merci à tout le monde qui supporte.
You're the reason we are still on air 24/7.
Et la raison nous sommes toujours en ligne.
And also thank you to the crew behind the scene.
Et merci à l'équipe derrière la scène.
You keep us moving.
And
you keep us here that have been seen on the screen. You keep us on our toes.
Vous nous mettez sur nos pieds.
I will also appreciate our beloved overseer.
Nous apprécions notre
surveillant. Pastor.
The pastor.
Pastor Moses Alu for joining us.
Pastor Moses Alu.
Sending in his contribution.
Il envoie ses contributions.
That's a big encouragement and a morale booster.
C'est un grand encouragement.
All right, from every one of us right here,
le monde ici,
we say shalom.
On dit shalom.
I want to see you in our programs.
On veut vous voir dans nos programmes.
Make sure you are part of them.
Soyez parmi ceux-là.
God bless you.
Dieu vous bénisse.